This is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. I am Beyonce Fox, and I am joined by Dr. Sue Jordan, plastic surgeon at Northwestern Medicine. Welcome, Dr. Jordan. Good to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me.
And we are going to talk about reconstructive surgery at Northwestern Medicine. And for those who don't know, what procedures does the Northwestern Medicine Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery practice perform?
Wow, plastic and reconstructive surgery is an amazingly wide and diverse field. So our specialty aims to just restore form and function wherever in the body that might be. It's a lot of fun because we get to operate everywhere. And that might include things that are very familiar to people, like breast reconstruction, closure of wounds after skin cancer, facial trauma, you know, broken bones. But some people might not think about plastic surgery or reconstructive surgery to cover over, you know, some of these really complex surgeries that Northwestern Medicine does. It's complex spine surgeries, brain surgeries, vascular surgeries. At the end of the day, that wound's got to get closed, and sometimes you need some extra coverage. And that's where we come in, to come and help bolster that amazingly complex surgery with some reconstructive surgery. It can also include some really interesting things in the hand. You know, nerve transfers fall under plastic surgery able to restore some function of the extremities. Lymphatic surgery for folks with lymphedema and arm swelling fall under reconstructive surgery. So it's really a huge field that encompasses a lot of different areas.
What reasons would someone consider reconstructive surgery, and what should somebody know beforehand?
I think anyone who's having any problems with any of the soft tissues might consider reconstructive surgery. Mm-hmm. So things like scars or wounds or functional problems with their hand or their face, that all falls under what we do every day.
And what is the difference, Dr. Jordan, between cosmetic and reconstructive procedures?
Yeah, you know, the cosmetic surgeries tend to have a big focus on appearance. And reconstructive surgeries in a general term tend to focus on function and quality of life. Now, there's tremendous overlap in all of that. And we consider appearance and function in all of our cosmetic and reconstructive surgeries. But truly, you know, the definition of reconstructive surgery are things that are medically necessary for improved function or life.
This is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. I'm Beyonce Fox, joined by Dr. Sue Jordan, plastic surgeon at Northwestern Medicine. We're talking about reconstructive surgery at Northwestern Medicine. What advancements, Dr. Jordan, have Northwestern Medicine made in utilizing technology for reconstructive surgery? I know there are so many advancements in technology nowadays. Can you expound on that?
We are a specialty that operates on principles. So we just love to, you know, understand the blood supply, understand the nervous supply, and just have our way with anatomy, move things where we need to. And technology can be a really great tool in helping us map out some of that anatomy, you know, on a personalized level. Our technology can help us look at tissue perfusion. It can help us, you know, stimulate nerves and see what they're firing. I love a good day under the operating microscope. That is my bread and butter. So there's technology woven in everything that we do.
Absolutely. And finally, Northwestern Medicine now offers plastic reconstructive surgery in multiple locations. How do your teams work together to provide the best possible care for patients?
Yeah, being such a diverse specialty, we all have our little corner of the world that, and so it's great to have colleagues all over the Chicagoland area that we can call upon and collaborate with. We're always learning things from each other about new techniques. And if we, you know, think that somebody's going to be better served at one of our other locations or vice versa, we're happy to transfer and collaborate.
Dr. Jordan, how many different locations are there?
Oh my goodness. I think Northwestern Medicine has 11 different locations in terms of hospital centers and a number of outpatient settings as well.
Wow, interesting. I finally found out the difference between cosmetic and reconstructive procedures. So now I fully get it. Thank you for that great information. This is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. And I am thankful for you, Dr. Sue Jordan, plastic surgeon at Northwestern Medicine, for providing us that interesting information about reconstructive surgery at Northwestern Medicine. Thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you.